If you can turn your Bibles with me to Psalm 37 again. And this time we'll read both verses 3 and 4. Psalm 37, 3 and 4. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Let's read it one more time. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Let's pray quickly. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your scripture once again, Lord. And Lord, we just open up our hearts to you, Father, with regard to what you're trying to say to each and every single one of us. Lord, especially, Lord, your heart for following you, God, and to being missionaries in the areas you've called us to be. And so, God, we ask, Lord, Holy Spirit, you just come today. Lord, we just want to meet with you, Lord. So we thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So you're probably wondering, why are we going through this again? And, you know, as I've been really kind of going through my own personal study and kind of going through, you know, even yesterday, thinking about what it means to be a missionary and what it means for each and every single one of us to be called into specific areas of mission, I really felt like God really placed something on my heart. And this time was more specifically about verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you desires of your heart. Now, today I'm just going to be answering two questions, right? And really, the first one is, you know, in light of yesterday's message about if God calls us in the darkness, how can we really live well in the darkness, right? And so how can we be faithful missionaries the way in which Psalm 37:3 calls us to be? That's really number one. But the second one is, what does Psalm 37:4 really mean? And I mean, that's really the question that I was asking when I was reading this and when I felt like God was highlighting this to me. It was this idea, okay, God, you call us to be missionaries, but does delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart, really mean what we feel like it means, right? And I remember when I was young, I would read this and I would think, oh, if I would worship God, you know, if I delighted in him, he would give me my Ferrari. I mean, that was really my thinking, right? If I was to go to church on Sunday and I sang three worship songs and I delighted, you know, whatever delight means, he would give me my, you know, house with three garage doors and motorcycle, you know, all these sort of things. And that was really my thinking. And so does this really mean what we think it means, and especially the way it reads, right? And especially in context of Psalm 37 in the entirety, and also in context of Psalm 37:3, which is what I believe part of it is God's outline of what it means for us to live a missionary lifestyle. So let's kind of get into it. And so let's answer that question first, right? Before we kind of go back to this idea of how do we live out that missionary life, what does Psalm 37:4 mean? Does it really mean that every time we ask God for something, he gives us what we ask for? And so, I mean, if we were to take the entirety of scriptures and kind of look at how God kind of listens to our prayers, you know, I'm not sure. And so let's take a look. It seems like Psalm 37:4 is, if we delight, he gives us our prayers and what we want. And so let's take a look. You know, and I found some scriptures that kind of help us in this way. Remember, we want to take the entirety and the breadth of scripture. And so John, 1 John 5:14 tells us this. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask for anything according to his will, he hears us. And so it seems like even from this, there are some conditions to prayer, some conditions to answered prayer, okay? And so the first one is we need to make sure we have confidence in God. And the idea of confidence here is simply that God is faithful, right? That we have faith that God is going to listen to us, okay? That seems to be a condition, okay? How about another one? James 4:3 tells us, If you ask and you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives so that you may spend it on your pleasures. And so it seems like that James is telling us that not only do we have to ask in confidence, we also have to ask it with the right motives. We have to ask in such a way that it's not just for our own selfish desires. Okay, it seems like there's another condition to answered prayer. Okay, are there any more? Number 3, First Peter chapter 3. Now, I'm not going to read all of these because I have six or seven of these. But First Peter 3, if you read it, Peter tells us that if we do not, as men, if we do not honor our wives, our prayers are hindered. And so if we are not in right relationship with our wives, or we do not love them, it seems like our prayers are less effective. Okay, another condition to prayer. Isaiah 58 tells us, if we do not care for the poor, even if we fast and pray, he doesn't listen to us. Okay, here, there's another one. 2 Chronicles 16:9. We need to humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, repent, and then he hears us. Psalm 66:18. If we harbor sin in our hearts unrepentantly, the Lord does not hear. So it seems like it's not as simple as if we worship God, he gives us what we want. It's seemingly there's something to this verse that doesn't seem to be congruent with the rest of Scripture. So what does it mean? What is it that Psalm 37:4 is trying to say? Now, I just want to make a very quick note. I'm not trying to make prayer difficult. Okay, I know that there's a lot of the scriptures here that seem to create a barrier to us. It's not. Right? God's not trying to make it difficult for us to pray. He's not trying to make it difficult he's not trying to discourage us to say, you can't pray, you can't hear, right? He's not trying to create this kind of gap between him and us. That's not what he's trying to do. But what Scripture is trying to tell us, and if we take a look at a lot of these conditions, a lot of it has to do with our relationship with God. And it has to do with our relationships with people around us. So seemingly, there's a lot of things, and then these conditions have to do with how it is that we live out our Christian lives with the community that we're in and how we love one another. Those really are the conditions. And so God's not trying to make it difficult, but he's trying to teach us there is something to living out the Christian life. Okay, that's very importantly, I'm trying to understand prayer with regard to Psalm 37:4. So I want to make that very, very clear. I'm not trying to make it difficult. Now, let's go back. So what does Psalm 37:4 mean? Does it really mean if we simply delight ourselves in God, he gives us what we want? I'm not so sure. Let's take a look at this. The key word that when I was kind of going through a study and when I was looking at other translations, The key word here is actually the word give. The word give, when we take a look at the original text, the Hebrew, nothing, I hope I'm saying that correctly, but there's actually many, many meanings to this word. There's probably over like 20, 30 meanings, but it could mean to give, it could mean to set, it could mean to put, it could mean to place, it could mean to set in order, it could mean to create like almost like a framework, something like that. Now, but in light of the understanding that we have of answered prayer and the rest of Scripture, and it seems like not only that, other commentaries and other scholars seem to believe and agree to this, and I personally agree to this, is that the word give here is not just that God will give to us, as in he'll gift, right? Or simply give something, you know, as in, you know, if you want something, you ask for it and he gives. It's not that give. The understanding of this word, it seems to be congruent with Scripture and other people, is actually the word to set, meaning to place into. Okay, and so if we were to look at the Scripture again with that understanding, it is to delight yourself in the Lord, and he will actually put, meaning he will set the desires into your heart. You see that difference? It's quite subtle. One is, we think if we delight in God, he will give to us what we want originally. The second one is if we delight ourselves in God, he's the one that actually puts what we should desire into our heart. You guys see the difference, right? In that. And so what does this mean? Okay, that's great. See, this is a good thing for us, especially in context of Psalm 37. Remember, yesterday I talked about Psalm 37. The entire chapter talks about do not fret when other people succeed in their evil ways. Really, what David talks about is don't be worried when you're called into the darkness, right? In light of Psalms 37:3 yesterday, don't fret, don't worry when God calls us as missions and missionaries into the areas in which he's given to us as our jobs, our relationships, as our careers. Why? See, this is the secret, and I believe God's giving to us. How do we do this faithfully is when we delight in God. Now, even the word delight, let me take a step back before I get into my main point. See, the first thing we have to do when God calls us into darkness, see, notice it doesn't say just to pray. Notice it doesn't say, you know, just to cry out. David teaches us when we get called into areas of darkness, the first thing we should do is to delight, right? And so the delight, right, we worship God, right? We glorify him. We set our eyes on him, not on our circumstance. And so the first thing we see from this is, and this is really the minor point, is whatever God's called you into, set your focus on him, right? Don't let your faith be circumstantial. Don't let your faith be based on what you see. Look only at God. And then the second thing is, as you do that, he will change your heart. As you look at God, as you set your eyes on the things he's put you into, as you worship him, he doesn't give you what you originally desired, but he says, now I'm going to tell you what you need to desire in this place that I put you in. And this is very important because oftentimes as Christians, we don't go to God with godly desires. And I think if we were to be honest with ourselves, oftentimes, I shouldn't make that judgment, but I think what we often do is we go to God with a set of list of prayers that we're looking for and we're asking for answers for. And oftentimes those answered prayers are more for our benefit rather than it's God's will. Right? Most of the time we pray because we lack and we feel like we need to be taken out of something rather than because we're saying, God, let your will be done. Now, is that a bad thing? No, right? Jesus prayed, Lord, if it is, let this cup pass from me, but not your will be done, not my will be done, but let it be yours. And so even Jesus cries out for his needs, but the scriptures teaches us, right? It's this idea that yes, we should cry out, but we really should also align our heart with God's heart. We really need to align our prayers with how God sees our situation. And so how do we do that? How do we live that life? We delight in God. We worship him. We adore him. We say, God, thank you for this situation. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. Thank you for the difficulty you set into me. You are still good. Now help me desire what you desire. And the good thing about that is we know if we desire what he desires, if we pray what he wants us to pray, we know he hears us and he will answer us. And so, how should we enter into the darkness? How should we enter into these situations? By worship and prayer. By giving our hearts to God. By giving our desire, even what we should desire, saying, Lord, I don't even know what to pray for. But you do. Help me to pray beyond myself. To give myself to you, not just to see myself in my situation. And so, when I read the scripture, it just kind of really jumps out at me in this way. Right? Even in this, it's to place ourselves in a condition where our hearts are God-centered rather than self-centered. And Lewis will often talk about this in his writings, but specifically in Screwtape Letters, often he'll say one of the greatest attacks of the enemy is that the enemy will try to render us inert, meaning try to render us useless to God and the faith by putting our attention only on us. See, the enemy knows If all we do is think about ourselves, if all we do is think about our situation and how it affects us and what it does to us and how difficult it is for us, the enemy knows he has just rendered us inert to what God is trying to do. And so how do we get ourselves out of it? We worship. We set our eyes on God. We delight in him. We only speak truth about him rather than just talking about us. We say, Lord, you are worthwhile. And so let's close our eyes. Let me ask Ernie to come up. Now, I know I did a little some teaching on this verse, but to be honest, when I was really praying about what to preach on and what to speak on, I really felt like that this message this morning was actually more prophetic in nature rather than specifically only as teaching. And what I mean by this is I really felt like as I was preparing for this that God had put into my heart this idea that I think many of us are trying to find an answer. And I feel like God is giving us a strategy to that answer. And what he's saying to us is, don't look at your situation. Look at me. Don't look at what your boss is doing to you or saying about you. Don't look at what your coworkers are saying about you behind your back. Don't look at how the deal is going south, all these sort of things. Don't look at how it's not working out, all these sort of things. God is saying, look at me. Delight yourself in me. Fix your eyes on me. Give your heart to me, and I will give you the desires. I will set what it is that you will want to desire in your heart. And the beautiful thing about that is not only will he give us what it is that is good for the kingdom, but he's going to take care of us anyway. All right, back to Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And so, friends, this morning, let's adore Jesus. I love what Pastor Bruce said. How often do we go to prayer with no agenda? How often do we go to prayer simply to worship the Lord and to say, God, you are worthy. You are faithful. You are good. You are good to me. You are good to my family. You are good. You have always been good. You will always be good. And we adore him and delight in him. And so I felt like this morning God's saying, let's just adore him. Let's give him our heart. Let's love on him. And let him change our hearts so that he can give us hope. Let's pray.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Yes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. Yes, Lord. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draw near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. Yes, I worship Your holy name. I worship Your holy name, Lord. Yes, I worship Your holy name.
Yeah, I really just feel like God just asking us to adore Him this morning. So I'm just going to, we're going to forsake doing the community prayer today. And I mean, let's lift Him up quickly, you know, just to, you know, pray that God will bring healing over our friends and whatnot. But this morning, let's worship Him. Let's really give God our everything, knowing that He knows what's in our hearts and our needs. Knowing that He knows what we need anyway. Let's praise Him for what He's done. Let's praise Him for what He's going to do. Let's praise Him for His promises. But most importantly, let's just praise Him that He's God. Let's delight in Him. Let's give Him the honor that He's due. And let Him change our hearts, whatever situation we're in. And so let me just pray for us. And so, Father, I thank You, God, for this morning, Lord. And God, I lift up every one of my friends, God, who may be going through a difficult time right now. And I ask, God, that this morning, Lord, as they worship You, as they lay down whatever burden they have, God, and just to seek Your face, that God, that You will let the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard their hearts and mind, Christ Jesus. Let there be so much peace, so much hope, that God, they know You've got their backs. And then, God, I pray, Lord, that You will also set into their hearts, God, the desires of Your heart. That, Father, they will be praying, God, not just for themselves and not just for ourselves, but on behalf of Your kingdom. Help us, God, to live lives worthy of the calling that we've received. According to Paul, that, Father, we can love You and worship You wherever it is You've called us to. And God, in that way, I really feel, Lord, help us, God, to live beyond our circumstances. Help us live beyond our whatever is happening around us, God. And let us be driven by faith. And so, God, I thank You, Lord. Bless my friends. Bless the works of their hands. Bless the relationships. Cover them, God, against the enemy. We thank You, Lord. We love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so let's continue to pray. Let's just seek His face. And we'll see you guys back tomorrow.